Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. By Dr. Joe Dispenza. New York Times best-selling author of You Are the Placebo. Dedicated to Roby. Read by Adam Boyce. Copyright 2012 by Joe Dispenza. Introduction. The greatest habit you can ever break is the habit of being yourself. When I think about all the books on creating the life we desire, I realize that many of us are still looking for approaches that are grounded in sound scientific evidence, methods that truly work. But already, new research into the brain and body, the mind and consciousness, and a quantum leap in our understanding of physics is suggesting expanded possibilities on how to move toward what we innately know is our real potential. As a practicing chiropractor who runs a busy, integrated health clinic, and as an educator in the fields of neuroscience, brain function, biology, and brain chemistry, I have been privileged to be on the forefront of some of this research. Not just by studying the fields mentioned above, but also by observing the effects of this new science once applied by common people like you and me. That's the moment when the possibilities of this new science become reality. As a consequence, I have witnessed some remarkable changes in individuals' health and quality of life when they truly change their minds. Over the last several years, I've had the opportunity to interview a host of people who overcame significant health conditions that were considered either terminal or permanent. Per the contemporary model of medicine, these recoveries were labeled spontaneous remissions. However, upon my extensive examination of their inner journeys, it became apparent to me that there was a strong element of mind involved. And their physical changes weren't so spontaneous after all. This discovery furthered my postgraduate studies in brain imaging, neuroplasticity, epigenetics, and psychoneuroimmunology. I simply figured that something had to be happening in the brain and body that could be zeroed in on and then replicated. In this book, I want to share some of what I learned along the way and show you, by exploring how mind and matter are interrelated, how you can apply these principles not only to your body, but to any aspect of your life. Many readers of my first book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind, voiced the same honest and heartfelt request, along with a fair amount of positive feedback, such as the person who wrote, "I really liked your book. I read it twice. It had lots of science and was very thorough and inspiring. But can you tell me how to do it? How do I evolve my brain?" In response, I began teaching a workshop series on the practical steps anyone can take to make changes at the level of mind and body that will lead to lasting results. Consequently, I have seen people experience unexplainable healings, release old mental and emotional wounds, resolve so-called impossible difficulties, create new opportunities, and experience wonderful wealth, just to name a few. You will meet some of those people in these pages. It's not necessary that you read my first book to digest the material in this one. But if you have been exposed to my work, I wrote Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself to serve as a practical, how-to companion to evolve your brain. It is my earnest objective to make this new book simple and easy to understand. There will be times, though, that I will have to give you bits of knowledge to act as the forerunner to a concept I want to develop. The purpose is to build a realistic working model of personal transformation that will help you understand how we can change. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself is a product of one of my passions, a sincere effort to demystify the mystical, so that every person understands that we have within our reach all we need to make significant changes in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?